I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. On my recent trip to northern India, I noticed in farmers' fields a common Vermont shrub. There were rows and rows of yews. I found out they're the Pacific yews, and farmers are growing them to extract a cancer-fighting chemical, Taxol, from the plant. It got me thinking about shrubs, especially those that thrive in shade. Yews are certainly one of the evergreens that grow well in shade, but they're also a deer favorite. And there are other lesser-known shade-loving shrub choices beyond rhododendrons and azaleas. Itea Little Henry is a 2 to 3 feet tall zone 5 shrub that produces bottle brush-like white fragrant flowers in spring. Even when not in bloom, this is an attractive shrub. It grows in moist, boggy soils and has brilliant orange and red foliage in fall. Snowberry or coralberry is a unique zone 4 shrub that grows 5 feet tall with pinkish white flowers in spring and brilliant coral-colored berries in fall and winter. It tolerates shade, suckers, and is easy to grow. Hydrangeas grow well in part shade, but one that doesn't get enough attention is the oakleaf hydrangea. Hydrangea quercifolia grows 4 to 6 feet tall in zone 5 with white turning to purple colored blossoms. The oak-shaped leaves are attractive even when this shrub isn't blooming and turns colorful in autumn. St. John's wort or hypericum is a native zone 4 small shrubby plant with bright yellow flowers in summer. Newer selections feature larger flowers with red fruits that add to the show quality in fall. Japanese caria is another zone 4 yellow flowering shrub. This shrub can grow up to 8 feet tall in well-drained soil and can spread. And now for this week's tip. If your overwintering dahlias, gladiolus, and canna lily bulbs are starting to sprout prematurely in the basement or garage, slow them down. Move the bulbs into a colder spot that doesn't freeze and reduce watering. Snip the tops to reduce the height. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about flower shows. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.